Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Mm-hmm. This is Hoppy Hour. Like they just said for the last 12 seconds, I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is a morning radio vibe in a podcast. If you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, Tampa Bay, London, hi. If you've heard this show before, I appreciate you listening, but we have a lot of new listeners every day, and a lot of podcasts sit around and talk about what they're going to talk about. But honestly, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, I'm not one of those cats. So I just get right into the content.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Once again, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can always leave me a voicemail, because I love hearing from my audience. Last night in the NBA, the worst thing possible happened. The Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks, and I'm not a fan of the Boston Celtics at all. I actually despise them more than any sports team in Boston, and quite possibly any sports team in America. They're up there with Eagle fans. They are the absolute, positively, the worst team ever. And I don't know if Dallas has a chance. Mm-hmm.
NBA final time. That means it's time for Will Reeve up in Boston, where the Celtics took game one. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, George. Here's your...
Listen, they've been doing the morning news for 40, 50 years, and the fact that they haven't been able to figure out that delay to talking to another reporter that's not on site. I mean, come on now. You literally have AI, but you can't figure out how to not have this.
Good morning, George. Here's your stat of the day right off the bat. Yeah. Teams that win game one of the NBA Finals at home go on to win the title 78% of the time.
That's a really big number.
So that bodes well for the Boston Celtics and their passionate fans.
Ugh. I hate when like the Celtics do well because then the media kisses their butt. They're passionate fans. Yeah, you mean the racist fans? The unspoken thing that we don't talk about?
Sprout on the steal and slam.
This morning, Boston takes game one in a blowout.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if they do go on to win, I kind of want them to win because I'm sick and tired of, what's that loudmouth moron's name?
Stephen A. Smith.
And Kendrick Perkins.
Where they run their mouth on that dumb debate show known as First Take that everybody watches at the gym for some reason. And they're like, listen, I think that all the players that are better than me, that are more coordinated than me, that are more likable than me, are not as good as the all-time great players. Because all those debate shows, all they do is debate. What if it's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown versus Larry Bird and Kevin McHale? Why can't we just watch sports without having to always debate things?
Holiday, Hauser, three-pointer!
In front of a raucous, sellout crowd, the Celtics dominated the Dallas Mavericks to take a 1-0 NBA Finals lead.
It feels like every NBA Finals game recently, or NBA playoffs rather, has just been blowout after blowout. I don't know what the hell is going on. I've watched every game of the NBA this year. I had the NBA package. I guess you can say I'm a fan of the NBA. But this playoffs, man, has just been blowout and blowout and blowout and blowout. It's like, oh, my goodness.
We just had to respond. We did a really good job of that.
With the hometown team taking the floor in special warm-up shirts to honor Celtics great and basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton, who died of cancer at age 71 last week, the building was buzzing. Noise.
I hate seeing the audience of Celtic games. They're just a bunch of annoying frat boys. Like people that think that Superbad is the greatest movie of all time. Now, Superbad is the greatest movie of all time, but you know that demographic of people that are like 42 that think South Park is the greatest show ever. Like South Park nerds.
Well, he's reaching a crescendo here.
Porzingis puts it in!
Kristaps Porzingis out for over a month with an injury, making a triumphant return, splashing.
Honestly, I think it was kind of good that Porzingis was out during the playoffs because he's now back healthier than ever. If he would have been playing the last 5 to 6 weeks, he would have been tired.
Threes and picking up key blocks, scoring 11 points in the first quarter alone. And
I hate that sound of hearing the happy Celtic fans. Ugh. I hate that cheering. Ugh.
And 20 overall for the game.
You know how it's called the TD Garden where they play the Celtics do TD? They should put an S in the front. STD Garden. That's what I think of the fans of the Boston Celtics.
Porzingis cuts to the basket.
It wasn't ideal that I was out for such a long time, but I did everything I could to prepare mentally for this moment.
You did a good job, buddy.
Celtics fans supporting their team all night, but no love lost for former Celtic Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, he was kind of a tool back in the day, and all of a sudden he's like really chill. Are you having like a midlife crisis, buddy? Everything okay? You were so obnoxious, and all of a sudden you're really likable.
Crowd unleashing on the Mavericks point guard whenever he touched the ball.
Being in this environment, you know, I'm used to it at this point.
But you're not playing good when you're there. You can say, oh, I'm used to it. It doesn't bother me, whatever. But you're not playing good whenever you're there, buddy.
You know, early in my career, there was a different relationship that I had with Boston. I'm expecting this.
Like when you walked on the head of the logo?
Same things, going into game two.
And the real stat of the night, guys, last night, Doris Burke, she's the analyst for ABC and ESPN, became the first woman ever to call a U.S. men's major professional championship.
That's good. No joke there. I like that women are being represented in sports. It's just Doris Burke's kind of a little bit of a know-it-all. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know. I don't despise Doris Burke. I don't like Doris Burke. She's gotten better over the years. Doris Burke in 2010 was a lot more annoying than Doris Burke now. Doris Burke now is a lot more chill. Someone you want to get a drink with. I also like my older women, so she seems like she kind of has cougar vibes. You can hit up Doris Burke and have some wine. Older women are the best. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let me know what I'm doing correctly or incorrectly. You might have some Celtic fans hit me up going, hey, you're being a little too hard on the Celtics. You're being a little too mean to the Celtics. You should be appreciating the Celtics. They've been to the finals 2 years ago and couldn't get it done, and now this is their chance. Or you might have people that hit me up and go, oh, my goodness, you are the voice of reason. You never hold back, and you always speak your mind, Ryan Hoppy. Those are the calls I want. Saying, oh, my goodness, I'm glad someone used their big platform of a nationally syndicated radio show to say how much they hate Boston Celtic fans. Because that's why I'm here, people. I'm here for you and you. And, hey, you in the corner, don't think I forgot about you. I'm here to make you guys entertained. I'm here to take your mind off of life. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make you guys realize that you need to have a little humor in the car. I don't care if you're in the UK and you're driving on the right side of the road or on the right side of the car, or if you're in the US and you're on the left side. I'm always here to entertain you. You can always call me, like I said, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I just had a stroke. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If you're listening on the radio, do not touch that radio dial. But if you're wanting to hear more of my show, search up H-O-P-P-E on all major platforms. We will be right back on...
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
So every show that I record, I send these 10-minute segments to various networks that syndicate my show. But during the commercial break on this podcast, I play music. If you don't feel like listening to it for some reason, you can skip 4 minutes. But here is Chicago by L.E.P. Pocus Boys.
Tell me what you know about the middle of the map. Gangsters in them all black, white socks, fitted caps. Posted on the block, 30 shot clip hanging. This ain't a rap trend, shot town, bim bang. Shootouts every night, they complaining that they can't sleep. It's a church and a liquor store all on the same street. Rain, sleet, snow, man. I'ma hustle cocaine, all sales final. I'm a product of this dope game. Shotters got no aim, bullets got no name. Cluckers dancing in a line like they on Soul Train. We don't care about blue lights, come take a picture. Still tipping, that's the day of us.
Chicago, yeah. Nigga, this the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling in the snow. Niggas even hustling in the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere, we don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
These cops crooked in Chicago. Daily took them out them Crown Vicks and bought them Tahoes. In traffic, I don't panic when I see them police lights. I got them pigs in my pockets like Jody Weiss. Hustling that white snow, temperature is ice cold. My workers serving with them cameras on a light pole. Gangsta disciples, Blackstones, BDs. The biggest street gang is the CPD. The sleeves on my triple goose smell like gunpowder. Hawk blowing like a car horn stuck in Russia. Yeah, the Swiss cheese is driver's side though. This how it is, this how we live in Chicago,
nigga. This the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
Land of the players and a home to all the gangsters. Well, you better pick a side if you plan to make it. And when you ride through the shag, keep that head straightened. Before they find you tied up in that pitch black basement. Cameras on the pole flicking pictures, niggas still pitching. Got the block jalapeno hot, but it's still tipping. Slickers flipping on me, trying to plant a itchy on me. Cause they ran my government, name it, got the history on me. You know we gang pain in Chicago. Even though the structure done changed in Chicago. That wind blowing in Chicago. And when I'm out of town, I let them know I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, nigga, this the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest songs of all time.
Mm.
This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that they are the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio. I'm all out of breath. at gmail.com. All right. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Talk about much more right after this.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ryan Hoppy has a lot of stuff in common with Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, really?
They both love women.
Mm.
They both are very tall.
Yeah.
But actually, never mind.
What?
Wilt was really coordinated, and
AI.
Ryan Hoppy is it. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
That's such good AI. It seemed better when I made it last night, but maybe not so good.
Mm. Now for something completely different.
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856. 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Now, if you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, North Carolina, Tampa Bay, London, or worldwide, please hit me up. I am absolutely, positively honored to be syndicated. It's an absolute vibe. All right, let's get back into the news.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ah, what the hell do I want to talk about? Jelly Roll is teaming up with National Donut Day. You can't make this up.
Finally, Jelly Roll. Mm. You're welcome in advance for the treats that we've got coming in. That's right, a dozen jelly donuts.
What? Is Carson Daly okay? Like, I know sometimes I walk over my words, but he must be a little hung over. The way he's talking, it's he's barely reading the teleprompter.
Coming in, that's right, a dozen jelly donuts.
One.
What?
Why chart topping yes. Country star jelly roll.
Even they're like, what are you saying? You're like literally having a stroke on TV, Carson.
Chart topping yes. Country star jelly roll. Thank you, G-Money, teaming up with Dunkin'
G-Money.
Donuts in honor of National Donut Day. Jelly Roll got its nickname because as a kid, he loved the little tasty treats that we have for you. Here he is.
The jelly donut.
I mean, I love the donut, but you got to be careful to make sure they don't turn into mush. And there,
I don't know what the hell it is. I'm just not a fan of Jelly Roll. I just find it so fake. And I don't know if it's because I find his wife, Bunny XO, to just be repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't really like Jelly Roll. I don't know what the hell it is.
There's many a different Dunkin' styles, too.
Yeah.
The first one I affectionately named after my wife. I call this the Bunny Duck.
Yeah, it's full of cream.
Bunny Hop, Bunny Hop, Bunny Dunk. And then there's the Nash Smash. This is a nod to my Nashville roots.
That's that thing with country music. It's all the keywords. Nashville, beer, the South, racing, women, trucks, fishing. And there he is, smashing the donut and a coffee glass. So edgy. Watch out. You never know. What the hell Jelly Roll is going to do? He's so wild and crazy.
He just might go insane.
Ugh.
Sometimes I even like to share a bite with my dog. Ain't that right?
Yeah, give a dog a donut. Sounds like a great idea.
Bussy. This is Bussy the Bus Dog, and he loves Dunkin'. So happy National Donut.
Wow. I don't know. Bussy's got to clean up that mess right there.
I love how the donuts are right in front of them and they're not even touching them. The Good Morning America people, or rather this is the Today Show. They're like, yeah, we're too above that. Now, if you were to give us like some croissants, we're maybe a little more, that's more on our pay grade, but we're too elite to have Dunkin' Donuts. We make millions doing today show. We're so cool. Here's the thing I want to talk to you guys about. So I know this doesn't revolve everybody, because not everybody that listens is in the Tampa Bay area, but I record in the Tampa Bay area. And let me know, 856-49-HOPPY. Let me know if this is happening wherever you're listening. But here in Florida, we're really lax. We're really chill, almost a little too chill. Everybody was haying on Florida during COVID. Now everybody wants to move here, and the roads are representing that with the amount of traffic we're having. But there's this trend here in St. Petersburg, Florida, that's driving me nuts, that I have to get off my chest. So I drink kava and kratom. It's a relaxing plant that helps you out. Don't Google it. It has a lot of hate from WebMD and the Mayo Clinic, because Big Pharma is not in charge of it. But let me tell you, at these kava bars, people will bring their dogs. And I don't know if it's because I'm 6'9". I don't know if you can tell by my voice. If you don't know what I look like, I'm 6'9". But dogs don't like me. Dogs often bark at me all the time. I've had jobs before where I've canvassed door to door, and the dogs will just bark at me. And I'm just like, shut up. You're not that cute. God, shut up. Dogs barking is one of the most triggering sounds for me. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's funny. And in St. Petersburg, people will bring their dogs to kava bars, and the dogs don't behave. And I'm like, thank goodness you don't have a kid. Because you can't even get your little dog to behave in public. Then how are you going to behave or have the kids behave? If you think that is annoying to listen to, that is all I hear in St. Petersburg, anywhere I go, a park, a kava bar, and then there's like dogs that get territorial, and it's always the small dogs that are like, and I'm just like, I want to work on my podcast and not listen to dogs all day. And the funny part about dogs too, is you can really tell what type of dog it is by its owner. Like if the owner's kind of a douchebag and kind of an asswipe and kind of rude and not a nice person, then the dog's going to be bratty. And then they'll even be like, sorry, I know my dog's kind of a brat, but I don't know, it's just the way he is and you better get used to it. But the people that dress in suits, that make six figures, that are very, you know, almost a little elite, a little better than you, those are the dogs you want to be around. Those are the dogs that are cool, not the ones that are out and about in public. And no, I don't hate dogs. I just find them irritating. They literally have the brain of a two-year-old. And at least with cats, I don't know, they have that thing where cats kind of read the room and they can tell if you're in a bad mood and they come up to you and begin cuddling with you. Yeah, cats can be overdramatic and very annoying, but that's anything in life. But they have that energy where they know what is going on with their owners. Dogs seem to be like, I have to go to the bathroom. Hey, can somebody help me? I gotta go to the bathroom. Cats were like, yeah, clean out my box once a week, but I'll do the business by myself. All you got to do is feed me and pet me, and we'll be good. I don't know if you can tell by this rant, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, but I indeed am a cat person. I love cats. I think they are adorable. I think they are the cutest thing ever. Nice cats. A mean cat's very off-putting. Mm-hmm. A cat can be kind of creepy if it's like owned by someone who's a weirdo. Again, the point of this rant is if you are a bad cat owner, you're going to have a cat behave like that. But if you have a cat that's really cute, it's everybody's vibe while they're hanging out at the house, drinking. You know that cat that comes up to you and rubs its head against your leg as you're drinking a bunch of beers with the boys? Everybody's got that one friend that has that cat that's friends with everybody. Those cats are the best. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, baby. Mm-hmm. That's how you can get into contact with me. All right. If you're listening in Missouri, if you're listening in North Carolina, Tampa Bay, Fort Myers, Detroit, or London, please reach out to me. We're about to go to a commercial break. So here's the deal. Here's how this is going to work. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, if you are listening on the radio, I want you to keep listening to this very radio station. Don't touch that dial. Just keep listening. But if you're listening on the podcasting platform after you searched up HOPPE Radio on Spotify and all the platforms, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? We are going to play a song. So we will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device. However the hell you are listening to...
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Like I say before every break, if you don't feel like listening to the song, you can skip forward 10 minutes. I mean, not 10 minutes, about 3.5 minutes. But here is King Louie and Boss Wu, Money Dance.
It'll beat it up together.
Oh, yeah. What up?
Hot body alert.
Yeah, she's hot.
Man up, man up alert.
Ah, tell me about him. Drugs do that. What's going on, King Louie?
Do the money walk, throw a stack of two, for a stack of two, then whack a crow. Y'all know I don't like that word, loud only anti-men, I don't like that herb. Run with your wife, she dirt, she jacking, call a jockey. I'ma send her home with a breath smelling cocky. I'm arrogant, cocky, Louis high body. I need some artwork, I'ma call Cardi. Getaway driver, I'ma call Kari. Mac a leave you sorry. Bam so many on me. All my niggas real. They PlayStation Sony. Other words, they phony. So many, many me's. When did I start cloning? Do the money dance. I'm full, but I'm hungry. I'm Louis three times. Like Tony, Tony, Tony. Whipping off safety. I know I'm safe, it's on me. I got some new fans. Shout out who put them on me. Do the money dance. Shoot them, do the money. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em. Do the money dance, do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em. Do the money dance, do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em. Do the money dance, do the money dance, do a couple. Getting that money walk. Jay-Z pimpin', did it vision. Shoot the 50, bet I hit. No training wheels, them hitters rolling. Ain't no time for block to block. Shoot up crib, snatch up kids. You niggas scared. Gonna walk it out. I play to win. Ain't no losses, stupid. My circle closed. We get money, they look funny. Fuck your life and your wife. Lil' folks to be wildin' out. Stupid bands, wipe them out. Drill style be my money. Dance, dress, swing, legs, bend. I love my city, Chirac, but we heat them up. D-Way's back. Shout out to Big Bro Zach Mac. Duck the case, fuck the Jakes.
Let's go.
Fuck the Jakes, play no games, poker face, anti-me at custom face. Lean got me sleeping nine, but I'm wide awake. Hit the loud, no eyes will pump. King go stupid, I go clueless. Money dance, ain't no juking. Cool ass niggas shoving, push them. We real groovy, you lames losing.
Do the money dance, shoot them, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot them, do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Shoot 'em. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Shoot 'em. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands.
Oh yeah, wasn't that a banger? Wasn't that one of the greatest songs you ever heard? You're just going back and forth. Dancing in your house. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at RyanHoppyRadio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Mitra-9.com, the best kava and kratom around. At checkout, use keyword HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Here it is.
Oh, geez.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio and this is your first time hearing my voice, hi, how's it going? But if you've been listening to my podcast for the past 31 minutes, hi, how's it going?
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with Hunter Biden? The unspoken but spoken thing. Because you know, if this was Donald Trump's kids, CNN and MSNBC and all the liberal late night talk shows, quote unquote comedy shows, would be talking about it. But it's Joe Biden's kid. So no one's talking about it. In a way. I don't get political on the show. I'm not going to be voting. I don't like politicians, but I will give you the most unbiased coverage of this scumbag.
Hillary Biden, the widow of Hunter Biden's late brother, Beau, who was in a romantic relationship with him for a time, testifying Thursday that Hunter Biden's crack use was at one point a constant presence in her life.
Oh, my goodness. How much of a loser not only is Hunter, and not only is
Joe Biden
a loser, but Hallie, your husband dies, so you decide to have an affair with your brother-in-law who smokes crack and hooks up with Asian hookers. Not that there's anything wrong with Asian people, but it's the hooker part.
Led to her abusing the drug as well.
You got a whole family doing crack. No wonder Joe Biden's able to speak so properly at the State of the Union. What do you think he's doing?
Was a terrible experience that I went through, and I'm embarrassed and ashamed of that period of my life.
I wonder what Thanksgiving dinner's like.
Prosecutors are attempting to prove that Hunter lied on a federal form, claiming he was not an active drug user in order to purchase a gun.
Could you imagine if he would have filled out the form and been like, oh yeah, I love crack, I love weed, I love heroin. I love having love child and chain on my life.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to the charges.
I wish he would just plead guilty at this point. And he had that plea deal that was offered to him where this info didn't have to come out.
Hallie capturing the attention of the jury, outlining her relationship with Hunter, saying she would sometimes accompany him to buy drugs.
That's a good bonding experience. My husband's dead, so let me hang out with my brother-in-law.
And saying she saw Hunter with crack balls the size of ping pong balls.
Hell yeah, you gotta do it up. If you're gonna do crack, you gotta get crack the size of ping pong balls. I have no experience doing crack, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna do crack and you're Hunter Biden and you have access to the elite type of crack. Now, I know using the word elite and crack is kind of a oxymoron, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna do crack, you gotta go all out, bro.
She said she had a pattern of searching his car, finding drug remnants, and the gun. Hallie.
Yeah, he seems like he's a guy that rides dirty all the time.
He's seen here in this surveillance video played in court, found the gun in Hunter's truck, and then drove it to a nearby grocery store to throw it away.
Dumb.
She said she got rid of the gun because, quote, I didn't want him to hurt himself or my kids to find it and hurt themselves.
Yeah, like everybody's so tough here in Florida. This is a side note. And they like bring guns everywhere. And it's like, oh, because you're trying to like manifest violence. Like people go, I got to protect myself. I'm like, do you really walk around all day thinking that like there's going to be a shooting at a kava bar or something? Here's what I'm saying. I don't even know why Hunter needed the gun. And second of all, the other point is, why would you not just throw it out in the woods or somewhere where there's no security footage? Let's go to a grocery store. Man, is this the dumbest family of all time? I do know that her last name is
Biden.
So she's pretty dumb, but I'm just saying.
Adding, I realize it was a stupid idea now, but I was just panicking.
Yeah, let me drop off a gun in a public place. Smart. You must have really not been thinking when you were panicking. There's a difference between not thinking when you're panicking and not thinking when you're panicking, and she was not thinking.
The prosecution also introducing a text message Hunter sent Hallie around the time he bought the gun, where he wrote, I was sleeping on a car smoking crack.
Hunter Biden seems like one of those guys that's not very subtle. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery? Like, he doesn't really know the keywords. He's just like, I'm smoking crack and having sex with another woman, and I'm going to drive drunk home with a gun in my car. You know, like he gives away the evidence in a text message.
But defense attorney Abby Lowell reminded Hallie that she described Hunter as a habitual liar. You have no idea whether he was just saying that or whether he was actually there.
That is called a socio/psychopath.
He asked. Correct, Hallie said. Lowell also getting Hallie to concede she'd never witnessed Hunter doing drugs in October of 2018. Meanwhile, as the trial moves closer to a verdict, President Biden telling ABC yesterday that even if his son is found guilty, he will not offer him a pardon.
You say that now. Boy, and you got Hunter calling, Daddy, Daddy.
And the defense is expected to get the case as soon as today, expected back in the courtroom. First Lady Jill Biden, who was in France yesterday for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. She flew back here to be with her son today. She'll fly back to France when court wraps up today.
That's good. 856-49. Happy having to travel across the pond for your loser son. Oh, my goodness.
Let's talk the debate before we go because we're nearly out of time. The Biden performance will be analysed here in the physical aspect of it. Will the Trump as well? I mean, he has not been as assured lately as well. He's no spring chicken, as we say, Simon. But
that's funny. Like, all the people that are, like, always on the right side to go, Biden's old. I'm like this guy said, he ain't no spring chicken, that Donald Trump.
What will the format do in terms of allowing the mistakes to come out? How is it going to happen, this debate?
Well, we're way early in the cycle for one thing.
Once a month you get the cycle. I'm just kidding. That was kind of rude.
Looked at this a few weeks ago, Tom, that I think both sides, both the Biden camp and the Trump camp, see real advantage to trying to reset the narratives that are developing about each candidate. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for them to get their own image of their own candidate out there. Biden, you're right. There's the physical question. But Trump, you're right. The questions, particularly after the conviction, particularly after his behavior in the courtroom, there'll be a lot of scrutiny of that side of it. And of course, you know, the theatrics.
You can say behavior in the courtroom all you want, but you don't get any access to the courtroom. I love how in 1995, we got to see everything with O.J. Simpson. And I was 2 years old, though. But I'm saying, and then in 2010, we got Casey Anthony. But we don't get any courtroom footage of Trump, Ghislaine Maxwell, or Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's a little suspicious, a little fishy.
One thing, but where will they be on substance? And you know, indeed, Biden, you know.
I have this line, if I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am so proud to announce to you that I, Ryan Hoppy, host of Hoppy Hour, will not be voting. I don't want my address out there. And also, I'm not giving Trump or Biden my vote. We need a good millennial president. You know what I'm saying? Enough of these boomers. You ruined our world. And you're ruining the world now. This just in. I am not a fan of boomers. I love my mom and my family that are boomers. But besides that, they're awful. Oh, the 1980s were so good? Well, why did it end? If it was so sustainable, why aren't cars $5 anymore? Oh, yeah. Can't wait to watch everybody freak out on election day and be like, yeah, I didn't vote. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio, hi, I appreciate you listening. You probably were like, what the hell is this show? Don't touch that radio dial because we're about to go take a break. If you're listening on a podcasting platform after searching HOPPE Radio, we're about to play a song. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. After this, do not touch that radio dial or that smart device. Hang on.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Yeah. I can't just get into this live read without some music. We can't just party and party and party and party. Can you tell I'm caffeinated today? And party. Without some music? Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by DZBZHoney.com. At DZBZHoney.com. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy to save 20%. Just spell H-O-P-P-E. No, not H-O-P-P-Y. H-O-P-P-E. This is also being brought to you by Fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com. There, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20% on the best nutrition fitness products around. Like this Fit Pro I'm drinking, this pre and post workout. Why do you think I'm so hyper today? Listen to this. What a delicious protein powder. All right. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I can make a guarantee with you guys. It's going to be good.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Time for Wheel of Fortune. I don't know about you guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there, but I find Vanna White so attractive. The one thing you will learn about this show is that I love me older women. They're not pretentious like girls that were born in 1999. No, thank you to that. And I see that Pat Sajak is leaving. I almost said Gone with the Wind, not sure why. Is leaving Wheel of Fortune. What an end of an era. I always preferred Wheel of Fortune over Jeopardy. Why? Because those were answers I feel like I could do. Like, I would watch Wheel of Fortune at home at 6:30 p.m. on ABC7 in Chicago, where I'm from. Well, the suburbs, but you get the point. Nobody really says where they're from. Like, if you're from St. Louis and then you're like, actually, I'm from Fenton, you get the point. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Whenever I watched The Wheel of Fortune, I felt like I could be on that show. Like, hey, I could do that. When I watch Jeopardy, I'm like, I should have paid attention in school. That's just me projecting. Here's the thing you'll learn about me as you keep on listening to Hoppy Hour. I'm an only child, so I make everything about me.
and me. And I never think about someone else another day in my life. Never have, never will. I'm just kidding.
I'm romantic when I want to be. I'm cool when I want to be.
Well, the time has come to say goodbye. I have a few thanks and acknowledgments before I go. And I want to start with all of you watching out there.
Wheel of Fortune co-host Pat Sajak is saying goodbye to the show after more than 40 years.
You know what I respect about Pat Sajak is his talk shows never actually succeeded, but he tried.
In a preview ahead of Friday's final episode, the 77-year-old expressed his gratitude with viewers.
It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes night after night, year after year.
He does seem like a good guy, you know, like someone you don't want to hang out with and get a steak dinner.
Decade after decade. And I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. No social issues, no politics, nothing embarrassing, I hope. Just a game. But gradually it became more than that. A place where kids learn their letters, where people from other countries hone their English skills, where families came together along with friends and neighbors.
That's very true.
Neighbors and entire generations. What an honor to have played even a small part in all that.
Wow. I was always indifferent about Pat Sajak. Like, I respected him. But after this talk, his humble attitude, hopefully he doesn't drop dead, though. A lot of times that's what happens when all these show hosts go off the air.
Thank you for allowing me into your lives.
During the second to last show on Thursday night, co-host Vanna White had an emotional message sharing.
Hey, Vanna, I would love to take you out for a steak dinner. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I love Cougars.
Memories of their work and friendship.
I can't believe that tomorrow is our last show together.
She must be having an end-of-life crisis. I don't know if that's a real thing. Everyone talks about midlife crises, but I wonder if old people have end-of-life crises.
I don't know how to put into words what these past 41 years have meant to me.
A lot of money.
I'm going to try.
I'm not saying you would have just been any other model, but it definitely helped out your career. That's one way to put it. You made moolah.
8,000 episodes went by like that. When I first started, I was so green. You made me so comfortable and made me so confident, Pat. You made me who I am. You really did.
She's a classy woman.
As the years have gone by, we've grown up on television, but we've also shared so much more behind the scenes.
I wonder, well, it shows here Vanna White with her baby, but I wonder how close she is to Pat.
And as much fun as we had on camera, those memories, milestones, and life events we shared with our families outside the studio are my favorite. We've watched our children grow up together. We've traveled all over the world. We've eaten hundreds of meals together. We've laughed. We've cried. We've celebrated. Oh, gosh. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had. And I've enjoyed every minute of it with you.
Pat announced his retirement last year. After 41 seasons, Sajak holds the Guinness Book of World Records spot for longest-running host on the same show.
It's the last time I go shopping with Barry Manilow. That's it.
He seemed like he had a little bit of a pretty boy era in the 80s where maybe he was a little insufferable to be around. But now that he's old and close to dying, a little humble. This is also here in the news. Miley Cyrus is obsessed. Her obsessed fan busted at her home again. Cops say he keeps showing up. I don't know how long the restraining order was for this guy, but they need to put lifetime restraining orders. And honestly, nothing against this guy. But honestly, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you are like a diehard fan of Miley Cyrus and a little obsessed, that's you're not cool. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ the same guy who showed up at her house and also got arrested in January returned Thursday night, this time carrying a teddy bear he was trying to give to the singer. Ugh. How far gone are you? Like, how much of a loser are you that you're bringing Miley Cyrus a teddy bear? Like, even if she was, let's say, gonna maybe be into you, why would you give a 30, 32-year-old, whatever her exact age is, I think she's 33, why would you give her a teddy bear? Oh, I'm going to be a huge fan of that. I'm looking at a picture of this guy. He's definitely on the spectrum a little bit. His name is Alexander Cardalian, and I guess she's met him at a few photo ops. He probably felt like she was into him because when you're a loser and can't get, I don't know. And then he ended up, I'm just being clean. He also ended up getting a face tattoo. I'm seeing a picture of him recently. Honestly, if you're listening and you have a face tattoo, I'm sorry, but it's so lame. Tattoos anywhere else or whatever, I don't really need a tattoo. I'm good. I don't need to overcompensate. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm telling you right now, if you get a tattoo on your face, there's something there. I don't know what it exactly is. If you get a tattoo on your face, I'm not going to like completely hate on people that get tattoos on their faces. Mm-hmm. But there's something to it. Something in your brain. Something's wrong. You're a little cuckoo. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right, I don't know why I got so aggressive there. Relax, Ryan. If you're listening on the radio, I appreciate it. We have a minute and 8 seconds left. A minute and 5 seconds. A minute and 4 seconds. You can always contact me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, as this show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care where you live. I record this show to take your mind off of life and to make time go by. I don't care if you're driving on the right side of the car or the left side. We're all human beings with hearing, unless we're deaf. So I'm here to entertain you.
Mm-hmm.
We will be taking a quick break on Happy Hour. If you are listening on the radio, do not, and I mean, do not touch their radio dial. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're listening on a podcasting platform after searching HLPPE Radio, either way, we will be right back after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
What you saying, boy? LEP, bogus boy.
Boy,
I got this one, Yeah. Rap don't work. Back to the project, with some baking soda slaving over that power. I still gotta make quota, so now I'm back to doing what I was doing before I even knew how to rap.
What was that?
Follow you round, find out where you hide it at.
Okay,
tear you off, turn around, make you bad.
That's right.
Matter of fact, tell whoever you plug with.
Tell them,
try to tax me, I get on some stick-up shit. Say it's a goal to run in your crib. Lay you on the floor, put the pole in your rib. Like you know what this is, homie, open that safe. You either lower that quick or catch a hole in your face. See, around the way I'm known for doing
home invasion.
All types of grimy licks, nigga, you name it. About business, gotta get it, pimping, I'm about money. It's what'll happen if this rapping shit don't work out for me.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, nigga, cooking up rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pop, now what it do? We ready to rock.
I keep the faith on my mind. Stay on the grind. You never catch a hustler struggling, that's out of line. I'm steady flipping zippers, flipping zip, you flipping dimes. And I bet you ain't with a chopper, ain't precise than mine. Still cock and squeeze, I ain't gon' talk about it. I treat this money like the fop and never leave without it here. If you got it, and I'm feeling like I want it bad, I stick his ass up fast for that little cash.
Give it up,
you want it done right, better do it yourself. The more mix you hit it with, the quicker it melt.
I'm in the telly with some baggies in the digital. County in the back mixing up the chemicals. Yeah. If rap don't work and niggas still gotta eat. What? You wanna beef, big Ruger, keep a lot of heat. Yeah. Keeping my baby mama, keep it in the baby seat. Show money, blow money, yeah, of the week.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot, now what it do, we ready to rock, rock.
If rap don't work, I ain't finna trip. I'ma take it to the block and chop another zip. Fat rat sitting back watching Dro tip. $100 bills busting out the money clip. Another hit, check the spins on the BDS. I'm a star and they ain't see me on the TV yet. Even if it's wet, I'ma make it flip. Rap don't work, it's back out of town taking trips.
There he is, come on. Hey, Mooney, I see you got your buzz up, but if rapping don't work for you, what you gonna do?
Back to the block, baby.
There you have it.
It's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rock. Make it pop.
The funny part is, they're not a band anymore.
What it do? What it do?
I don't think rap worked. Rock. Unfortunately, I'm just making a guess. Nah. Oh, yeah. I am recording live from the chill room of Pinellas Park. Oh, yeah.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery? This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com at checkout. Use keyword hoppy to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Rich Kaylee. Master Barbershop at richkaylee.com or richkbarber.com rather. And you can get a beard trim, haircut, whatever the hell you need. And when you go there and you tell Rich that you heard about it from Hoppy Hour, he will hook you up with a great deal. I'm a man of my words. I've been going to him, I can't believe it, for 4 years now. 48 months. Over 1,000 days. I'm good at math, kind of.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio and this is the first time hearing my voice, hi. My name's Ryan Hoppy, and I host this entertaining morning radio vibe in a podcast. We talk about celebrity news. We talk about dating. We talk about whatever the hell I feel like talking about. My show has been described as an in-studio circus, because you truly never know where I'm going to go. 1 minute, we could be ripping into Hunter Biden or Trump, both of them, because I hate them. Or 1 minute, we could be talking about Chipotle. Like right now, I see this in the news. I love Chipotle, but they're a little too expensive. To fill me up, because I'm 6'9", I have to spend $30.
Oh, happy hot topic.
All right, Inside Edition. Tell me what the hell is going on with Chipotle.
There's been lots of talk about shrinkflation hitting fast food chains. Now some Chipotle customers are filming servers, they say, to ensure they get the right amount of food.
It really is ridiculous when you have that person that works there that doesn't even care about their job, which is most people nowadays, to be honest. And literally, they barely give you any meat. I have to order double meat because, like, to fill me up, man, I'm a big boy.
Tori Racanio reports.
Holding a cell phone camera and a GoPro strapped.
Well, you're a loser if you're doing that. I'm just going to be honest. If you're like a Gen Z 20-something, that's lame.
To his head, this Chipotle customer is fighting back over what he says are Chipotle's shrinking portion sizes.
I agree. I don't disagree with you, But if that's what you're doing during the day with the 24 hours you're given in a short lifetime. If I may quote Randy from American Idol, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Can I get a bowl, please? Let's get some Chipotle.
He's part of a growing new movement. Some customers are now going into Chipotle with their camera devices recording. They believe once employees know they're being filmed, they'll dish out larger portions of food. Look at what that guy ended up with.
If you film while ordering at Chipotle, it'd give you more food.
So this guy.
Listen, I'm not a guy. I am a guy. But I was born in 1993, so I'm like younger millennial, and I have a little bit of Gen Z in me. But there's that gotcha thing that Gen Z is doing where they're like, oh, we got you on camera. It's so
insufferable.
It's lame.
Who cares?
This guy goes in with cameras blazing.
Chicken. Cheese.
Just look at the size of that burrito.
You're going to want to drive to your nearest Chipotle and start recording.
Oh, I bet you're fun to date. You're not one of those that after the breakup happens, you release all the private info.
This dude is trying the same method. Yep, he thinks it worked.
Dude with 9 cameras. Oh, you're so lame. You are so lame.
These guys have...
You're not going to be cheering like that later on in 2 hours when you got a stomach ache.
These guys have 9 cameras recording, and they are thrilled with the results of their high-pressure tactics. Inside Edition producer Emma Cady put the camera trick challenge to the test. First, she orders without filming.
Let's take a look.
Next, she orders while recording with her camera.
I will do a bowl, please, and I will do chicken and steak.
That bowl is piled high.
This is the bowl using my phone. This one definitely is heavier.
The viral Chipotle challenge started after some customers complained about shrinkflation, claiming...
I agree. The prices went up and the portions went down.
They were paying the same, but getting less for their money. Chipotle CEO denies that their portion sizes have gotten smaller.
What's he going to say? Oh, yeah, we're real cheap.
So I can tell you the portions have not gotten smaller.
They have, bud. You can say what you want behind your door and your nice desk and your nice office, but they have gone.
He says if you want a little more, simply give the employee this, a head nod.
All you got to do is kind of like, and usually our guys and women, give them a little more scoop.
Oh, that's good. Didn't work before. I got to do double meat. 856-49-HOPPY. And it's 856-494-6773. I see this in the news, too. People are freaking out that sports is now going to be on streaming platforms. Who cares?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Yet, I care enough to talk about it.
Will stream its first NFL game this Christmas. League Commissioner Roger Goodell and the streaming platform announced the deal last month, and it gives Netflix the rights to stream games on December 25th and the right to broadcast at least one game for 2 more years.
Here's the thing is, growing up, I had all the local channels and the bunny ears, but I didn't have cable, so I don't mind having the streaming platforms. A lot of people that have had cable their whole life are like, it's becoming the same price as cable. Yeah, but you can literally watch whatever you want, whenever you want.
The move comes as Netflix looks to capitalize on live events and as the NFL pushes for more money for game rights. So joining me now with more on how this could impact the future of sports and streaming is John Orand.
All right. I have this saying on my show. If I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on. See ya. Everybody's freaking out about it. Everyone's getting so mad about it. Who cares? At the end of the day, you're going to die, and I'm sure you can find a local bar that's going to have it. If you're spending your days getting mad about that, you need to re-figure out your life, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're honestly getting mad about it, like, chillax. It ain't that serious. What does Dr. Drew think about Britney Spears' conservatorship coming back?
Conservatorships in California are almost impossible to come by.
Yeah, I would assume. California is real weird.
They're very difficult to get, as you mentioned, Harvey. Another conservatorship seems almost... I don't see how that could possibly happen. And they've gotten more and more and more difficult to come by as time has gone on since her original conservatorship. So here's what we know. Right. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks at Cedars back in her original presentation. That is against her will. That is a status held for the most severely ill psychiatric patients. Then she went from that to conservatorship. The conservatorship worked beautifully. I was saying at the time that they kept her alive. She would not have survived given the condition she was in. And then she wanted to try off. I also supported that. I mean,
here's the thing, though. 3 years ago, everybody was so about free Britney, free Britney. I'm not saying she should be under a conservatorship because obviously her parents were using her. But she seems like a terrible person. I'll say it. And all the free Britney people out there, they're like, free Britney. You were no different than the paparazzi and the people that drove her crazy. Here's why. There was that documentary that was on FX, that was on Hulu. It was the Free Britney pod, the Free Britney documentary. And they had on there somebody that did a Free Britney podcast. And they said they would debate where she went when she signed off of social media and would delete her account for a day or two. And I go, you talking about her and debating things when you have no new updates, you're no different than the paparazzi or the late night talk shows that were making fun of her. You have no clout. You have no original talent. You have nothing going for you. So you have to ride off of somebody else for attention. Really think about that real quick. If you care about free Britney, once Britney's freed, you don't have to talk about her, you don't have to talk about her anymore. She's freed. But when you keep talking about her, you're exploiting her like the rest of the world did. It's that simple. And when I said that, oh, people got so mad at me on the radio. No, you don't care about Britney. And honestly, I don't think Britney would be nice to you if you met. She doesn't seem like a nice person. I'm sorry. It's kind of the unspoken thing. She seems a little crazy. And she is crazy. And I'm sorry about that. Don't meet your heroes. I'll tell you that right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I've met a lot of my heroes in life. And I'm telling you, you don't want to meet your heroes. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have about 45 seconds left in this segment. So if you're listening on the radio, trust me. I'm a man of my words when I tell you do not touch that dial. But if you're listening on a podcasting platform after searching HOPPE Radio being Hoppy Radio, we are going to come back with even more content. And like I say, before every break, I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in the UK and you drive on the right side of the car, or if you're in America and you drive on the left side. You are always tuned in to the show known as Hoppy in the Morning, Hoppy Hour. Mm-hmm.
It's time for Hoppy in the
Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, we have so much to get into. Here's a good song. It's Soul du Jour. Here we go again. And if you don't feel like listening, like I say, you can skip forward 4 minutes, but this song is a pop, bro. This song is so good. One of the best parts about this song is the fact that the beat's about to drop. The beat's about to drop right now.
Here we go.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Now for something completely different.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If this is your first time listening to the show, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is the award-winning Hoppy Hour podcast. You never know what I'm going to talk about. One second, we could be talking about, I don't know, Alex Jones and the fact that he's a piece of garbage, or we could be talking about the fact that a rich kid got in trouble with the cops. That is the beauty of Hoppy Hour, is it represents my brain. And my brain is full of that disease known as
ADHD and bipolar.
I'm crazy.
And my topics are always all over the place. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, let's talk a little bit about Jennifer Lopez first, though. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, rather.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I think I'm done talking about J-Lo for the week.
Oh, God, don't make me cry.
I won't. We won't make each other cry.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston is getting emotional while looking back at her time on Friends.
Mm.
The Emmy winner chatted with Quinta Brunson for the latest installment of Variety's Actors on Actors and got choked.
I love, I'm not saying it's not sad, but the voiceover for this clip on Access Hollywood is making sure they talk very quietly.
Installment of Variety's Actors on Actors and got choked up when she was asked about her time on the hit NBC comedy show.
You ask Jen Quinta what it's like to watch Friends.
All right. I don't get these shows that don't have good microphone setups. Like, you're literally Variety. Don't you have a better microphone? It sounds like this. It sounds like you're talking over here. What?
Oh, God, don't make me cry.
I won't. We won't make each other cry.
Okay.
Well, you're already crying. Do you want a minute? We don't have to talk about...
No, I'm sorry. I just started thinking about...
I know.
Yeah. Matthew Perry.
Are you sure? We don't have to really...
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
It's a happy tears.
Yeah. Here's the thing is, everybody online was like, hey, who cares? Matthew Perry was a druggie. If you were one of those edgelords that was supporting him being dead and trying to be edgy and making jokes about it, you're just sad that you're not going to be remembered like he was. Yeah, he was a troubled person, but we're all troubled. We were randomly born into this crazy world.
Yeah.
Jennifer then took a moment to wipe her tears before she dove into talking about the Emmy Award-winning show, even joking about her age.
And we're back.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Jen.
Yes.
Friends is turning 30.
And I'm turning 30.
And you are turning 30.
This is so
cool. Isn't that
what
wild?
What a coincidence.
She is definitely having a midlife crisis. I feel bad for her.
So crazy.
Well, maybe a little bit past the midlife crisis, but you know what I'm saying.
When you were a baby on that show, you were so advanced. Your fine motor skills were insane.
I was an old soul.
You were an old soul.
It's crazy, 30.
It is crazy.
It's so strange to even think that it's 30 years old, because it actually just, I remember the day that it was going to premiere.
Yeah, that's how time goes. It flies.
You know, on television, on NBC.
Jen then shared a sweet memory she has with Lisa Kudrow and the late Matthew Perry from right before the show aired.
I love Lisa Kudrow.
And touched on the bond all six cast members share.
Me and Matthew Perry were having lunch somewhere, and we knew Lisa was getting her hair colored, so we ran into the hair salon, and I snuck up, and she was in the sink, the hair bowl, and I took the
nozzle and just started like washing her hair from the guy that was supposed to be doing it. And it definitely flew out of control. And that was unfortunate. But the excitement we had, and it feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
That day just feels. And so the fact that it's had this long, wonderful life and it's still meaning, you know, means a lot to people is one of the greatest gifts I think all five of us, all six of us ever, we never could imagine.
I feel that. Listen, a lot of people hate on Friends. I think it's better than Seinfeld. I can't stand Seinfeld. It's too fake for me and too, like, hokey. And I have daddy issues, and that was all my dad watched. To me, Friends is a little more relatable. It's a little more human.
Imagine, you know, we see each other. I talked to FaceTime with Court last night for, like...
All right. Court. I love how they have that little nickname. Court and Jen.
An hour.
Yeah.
And Lisa and the boys. And we just have a really... It's a family forever.
Friends was on the air for 10 years from 1994 to 2004.
It really is crazy to think that it's been off for 20 years. I remember I was like in fourth or fifth grade. I know that makes people feel old. But I remember all the girls were talking about it the next day in class.
All six cast members went on to be household names and remained friends over the years.
That's good. 856-49-HOPPY. We got a few more headlines here. Matt Rife thanks fans for well wishes after canceling his shows in Indiana due to health problems. And then you have this hilarious headline from the Kardashians.
I almost feel like my kids have this radar where they know that I'm doing something really important. Yeah.
They have the Kobe shoes at the mall.
And then, oh, don't fall, please. Come on, you're giving me a heart attack.
Having kids is just, there's no way to describe it, but it's a lot.
Kim. Yeah, you know someone like Kim Kardashian where everything's about her, you know it's a little bit of a trouble for her.
Kardashian keeping it real when it comes to the struggles of being a single parent.
Take my vent for one sec.
Sharing her added chaos of juggling law school, jury duty, and her 43rd birthday on the latest episode of season 5 of The Kardashians.
Thought I was gonna end up on an episode of Snapped yesterday.
Yeah, she hit a breaking point with...
Yeah, I can imagine she's not the best mom. Not like a bad mom, but...
The kiddos.
I had a Zoom interview at the house with all my kids there, banging on the door, just screaming. And I was literally hiding in a bathroom with the door...
Yeah, that's why I got a vasectomy. I never want kids. No, thank you.
Office, I was just like, I can't believe this. I mean, I can believe it, but that's like my biggest nightmare.
A nightmare that Kim attributes to her not-so-strict parenting style with her four kids she shares with Kanye West.
Yeah, I could see Kanye West being a disciplinarian, and I could see Kim being like, oh, whatever.
Daughters North and Chicago, and the boys, Saint and Psalm.
You know, I feel like my parents were a little bit more strict.
Chloe.
Yeah, I could see Chris being a little bit of a mean mom.
Chloe is a lot better at being stricter. I wish I was more like that, but, you know, I'm just one person and it's overwhelming.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have divorced Kanye. Maybe there's some things to him that are not bad. I mean, he's a bad person, but you know what I'm saying.
Seemed to be a bit less overwhelming in 2022 when we caught up with the reality star.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left here and I'm bored. Caitlin Clark was set up to fail and is being targeted by the WNBA, says Coach Gino Auriemma. Also, new date for Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. It will be, wait. This fight was scheduled for July 20th. It's going to be November 15th. Can't wait for that fight. It'll probably get rescheduled again. Also on the news here, rich kid gets in standoff with cops aboard his yacht after terrorizing restaurants and neighbors, and the kid is 18, and he's known for antisocial behavior. No, I think it's just called being a rich, bratty Gen Z. And this one's a naughty story. Mississippi State Trooper is fired after sending sex tape she filmed with another woman to colleagues. Oh, yeah. She was let go in January. I bet she was. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And Alex Jones asked judge to convert his bankruptcy into Chapter 7 liquidation as he fails to settle $1.5 billion defamation bill with Sandy Hook families. Yeah, I respect the body of work of Alex Jones and what he's created. But anybody out there that's a diehard fan of Alex Jones, you have a small energy. You know what I'm saying? You overcompensate. You think you're better than others. You're homophobic. You're sexist. You're racist. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones. I can't stand him. This has been Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Here's the deal. You can always leave me a message. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Here's the deal. If you are listening on the radio, don't touch that radio dial. But if you're listening via the podcast, it's about to end. You can listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anyway, by searching HOPPE Radio on all major podcasting platforms. This has been Hoppy Hour, by the way. I only say my name 100 times during the show, so I'll say it one more time. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Actually, it's over.
And like that, he's gone.
Goodbye.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.